What's cool?
Today is
23rd.
Good morning. This is April the 23rd. It's Thursday. We're going to get to actually pass out a couple bills today. And this is the education sub of Ways and Means. And John is here to help us. So why don't you tell us what we're starting with?
Chairman Rowe, members of the committee, we have a couple of bills on the agenda. House Bill 5014 is the budget bill for the Board of Dentistry. That's the one we'll start with. And then we'll move on to House Bill 5023, which includes six health-related licensing boards.
We'll open a work session on House Bill 5014.
Chairman Rowe, members of the committee, as this is the first agency work session budget you guys will do, I just want to real quick go through what you can expect to see on OLIS from LFO's work session papers. If you click on OLIS, you'll see the work session papers begin with a memo that should provide a brief overview of what to expect within the budget. It has the table comparing 13-15 and 15-17. It also should have a bulleted list of the highlights. And then if you click through, you'll get to the LFO work session presentation report. And that's what we'll work off of today.
If I can get the stupid computer to work. Why is it not coming on? Oh, there we go. All right.
You need to have your wife come down and work that for you.
Okay. Give us your recommendation.
So the Oregon Board of Dentistry, the LFO recommendation includes an other funds budget of $3,010,692, eight positions and eight FTE. This is a 15.5% increase from the 13-15 legislatively approved budget. And included in this budget recommendation is the increase for travel to national organization meetings. There's the establishment of a one FTE permanent full-time dental investigator position, and there's also a fee increase. So I will go through the LFO work session papers that will highlight each package and read the recommendation. So the first one is package 100, which increases the travel limitation. This package includes $30,000 of other funds limitation for travel to national organization meetings. Previously, these organizations would reimburse the board for travel expenses, which would then be recorded as a return of expenses for the board. In order to comply with governmental accounting, these transactions need to be separate revenue and expense items, so they need additional limitation to cover those transactions. Package 101 is...
Madam Co-Chair.
No, Representative Springer.
Oh, Representative Springer.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. So, John, as I was going through this part, certainly a 15% increase is huge. However, that's not a true 15% increase because of those travel expenses and how they're going to be debited and credited. Is that a correct statement?
Chairman Rowe, Representative Springer, that is correct. They have had these in the past. They just didn't have the limitations. So you could, in theory, reduce it by $30,000 to get the true increase.
And thank you.
And the most significant increase then in this budget is the investigator, right? The
correct.
Additional
correct.
Position.
That's what I was going to ask. Yep.
Senator Roblin?
Same question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So package 101 is the next one. That's the dental health care investigator position. This package includes $273,481 other funds limitation dollars to establish the permanent full-time dental investigator position. It'll be one FTE. Due to the qualifications and experience required of this position, it's budgeted at step 9 and includes a pay line exception differential. Now, I also want to point out within this package, the subcommittee expressed concern about the board's current budget usage of contract investigators and how that budget would go away as you got the dental investigator position trained and prepared to do these investigations on their own. So included in that package is within that recommendation is with the establishment of this position, the board will begin phasing out the use of contract investigators and should reduce the 17-19 base budget by $40,000 in professional services to reflect that the usage of contract investigators is no longer needed. So as they build next biennium's budget, they will automatically, from the get-go, reduce that amount before doing anything else with the packages.
So over time, we're replacing these contract investigators with a permanent investigator position that'll actually work for the agency.
That is correct.
Additional questions? Representative Huffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the cost differential, and this is biennial, if you mentioned something about $40,000 is what they've been spending for a biennium on contract, but we'll be going to $273,000. That seems like quite a differential.
Chairman Rowe, Representative Huffman, the additional benefit of this is with the contract investigators, the dentistry board's time on investigations has increased from 2 months to 10 months. When you add this position, that should get them back down to around a 3 months time frame to finish these investigations. So it's really bringing on more expertise full time to dedicate to these. When you use a contract investigator, you're just not going to have as much time as it would take to really get these processed and investigated completely.
So currently it takes an average of 10 months for them to have the investigation from the time it's the case is filed until it's settled.
That's correct.
And this will get it down to, with a permanent person, down to 3.5 months.
Chairman Rowe, members of the committee, that's the estimate that we have from the board, that it should get them down to around 3.5 months.
To me, that's a really a positive move. I'd hate to be a dentist, for example, that was under investigation and have to wait almost a year before it's resolved. Representative Springer.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I appreciate the goal of, and agree with the goal of getting investigations down in time, but back to Representative Huffman's question. The $40,000 is a biennial cost, correct? And the $273,000 is a biennial cost. So can you explain to me how that we have an increase of $233,000, which is, $115,000 a year? So talk to me a little bit about what step nine is, what that pay is, and then the pay line, and it includes a pay line exception differential, and I don't know what that is.
Chair Monroe, Representative Springer, so the goal of this dental investigator position is to get someone with a dental degree that has experience that can just to have the expertise and be able to, the cases are getting more complex as they've been received from the board. So the step nine position, the step nine for this position is to make sure that this person has a pay that would draw someone with a dental degree to take this kind of position.
And what is step nine? How much is it?
I do not have that exact dollar figure. The $273,481 in the package represents the salary, the benefits, and the pay line exception, which is included in there because step nine by itself does not get them equivalent with the current dental investigator position with the board. There's already someone that's there. This will make the compression on those two positions. I'm losing the phrase here, but it's just to
parity or something.
That would be a better word. Yes, parity with the two positions: the current dental investigator position and then this one.
Follow
up.
So, as a point of clarification, maybe I'm slightly more clear on the pay line exception differential. Would it be fair to say, and I'm still interested in what step nine is, like the dollar amount, would it be fair to say then the current investigators that are there
have them on staff raise part of that pay line or the pay line exemption differential is to bring their pay up to the person we're going to bring in. Am I the only one that doesn't understand this? I'm looking for numbers.
Senator Monroe, Representative Springer, I don't have the numbers here in this folder. I can get back to you on the exact dollar figure for the step nine. The pay line exception should be for the existing dental investigator position to allow that person to still make an equivalent salary above this position coming in with the step nine.
Follow up?
Go ahead.
So the person who's currently there or people that are currently there, we're going to bring in a new person at step nine, and I'll still need to see that figure. And so we're going to bump up the current folks because they must be at step nine or below, and we're going to bump them up above step nine. Is that what I heard?
Senator Monroe, Representative Springer, yes, that's the position that's there now. This person has been there for, if we can have.
Oh, if we have somebody,
director.
That'd be great, yeah.
Yeah, why don't you come on up? Introduce yourself and see if you can help us out.
You betcha. Chair Monroe, members of the committee, good morning. Stephen Prisby, I'm the interim executive director of the Board of Dentistry, and I'm from Portland, so I think I can help you out. So I have the information about the steps of the salaries, and I can bring that to you. The current chief investigator, the dental director, makes about $95,000 a year. So as John was indicating, we're going to try to bring on a full-time investigator. And when you look at the salaries and the compression, we need that current dental director to make more than the person he's supervising. So that's why we're talking about these salaries. And when we do comparables with medical or other healthcare agencies, we know the medical board pays their medical director $180,000. So step nine, to bring on a new full-time investigator, the pay rate I have shows at $9,600 a month.
Go ahead.
How much is that a year? I've got some questions here.
Sure.
$116,000.
About $110,000.
Yeah. So how much is the current investigator making? What will the current investigator make? And then all in annual salaries, and then what
12.
Will the new investigator make?
Thank you. Chair Monroe, Representative Springer, the current dental director makes, I believe, 95. We would move them to about 115 or 120 a year. And so they would be above the new full-time investigator. And then I lost track of your other questions.
How much is what's step nine? How much is the new investigator going to make?
If it's
$9,600 a month.
Which okay. comes out to $115,200.
$9,600 times 12.
Yep.
That answered my question.
115, okay. And that's salary. That's not salary and benefits, is it? That's just salary?
Chair Monroe, members of the committee, that's correct. It's just salary.
So usually you have to add another 30 or 40% for fringe and everything else. Go ahead.
So is the math working out with all those increases and payroll expenses for the 273?
Chair Monroe, Representative Springer, you can ask John that.
John, somebody needs to.
All the budget numbers were in there.
Because that seems to be doing some quick math here. I'm not the math major, but that sounds like we're going to be above
Senator
273.
Roblin?
It should be really close because the addition is just the amount in the pay raise for the other person, so that comes out to a little over 20,000, and then the other one was about 115, which makes it about 230 plus the 20 that you're going to get extra, plus a little bit more for the insurance and other kinds on the other side. You wouldn't be that much of an increase on the insurance based on the previous person because we're already paying most of it.
I've got my answers. Thank you.
Okay, and you're going to be able to find a qualified person for that salary? It seems like, I mean, dentists make more money than that, don't they? And don't you have to have somebody that's basically qualified as a dentist?
Senator Monroe, absolutely, yes. So we feel that's the salary range was discussed, and the previous executive director looked at the situation with the current dental director, and looking at the big picture, they believe that we can do that and hire someone with the right skills and background.
Okay. Okay, additional questions? John, are we ready for motions?
We have
two more
packages here. Package 103 is the next one. This is a revenue-only package that includes a fee increase. This fee increase is anticipated to generate $586,260 of other funds. This will cover the board's operating costs and allow the board to maintain an adequate ending balance. This package increases the fees for the biennial license of dentists from $315 to $390, and for dental hygienists from $155 to $230. That's a $75 fee increase. This is on both new and renewal licenses. And even without the packages included in this budget recommendation, the agency was looking at needing a fee increase, and this will fund them for a couple biennium. Under the current structure.
And leave them with a reasonable ending balance?
Yes, that's estimated to be 5.5 months for 15-17.
Okay, Mr. Chair, that's about what we want. Representative Huffman.
Thank you. Can you explain? I think I asked this when you were in here before, but that was last year, it seems like. What's the process? Does my dental hygienist know that this is in the works, and was she okay with it? How do we know that it's broad-based, or is there just a small group of 10 of them that represent all of them, and they vote and give you suggestion on what kind of an increase is acceptable or wouldn't be acceptable?
Sure. Chair Monroe, Representative Huffman, excellent question. The associations, the professional groups that work at the Board of Dentistry include the ODA, the ODHA, the Hygiene Association, and the Assistance Associations. And so their memberships and through their leadership were notified about this last year. So it's been discussed probably 9-10 months ago. And so the information's been passed out and shared with people. It's been discussed in at least 2 or 3 previous board meetings. And so the information has been out there, and it's been specifically to address hiring the full-time investigator. And so we got support from all the associations on this increase.
Follow it, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Just a comment, and thank you for that. I wanted to get a timeline on the record and the process, and just say that I personally have not had any hygienists from my district or the state reach out and oppose this. So. Just wanted to get all that on the record.
And if I could add that we're having a public rulemaking hearing like we do for any rule changes. So a fee increase, of course, will change the OARs. And so we've already announced on our website that in August we'll have a public rulemaking hearing. We will have to implement the temporary rules or this immediately once our bill passes, because we need it to be effective July 1st. But we have the information on our website about the upcoming fee increase.
Okay. So hygienists and dentists get a $75 increase. Is that an annual or a biennial? Is that an annual fee?
Chair Monroe, it's a biennial fee
every
2 years.
So $75 every 2 years increase.
Correct.
For hygienists and for dentists. Okay. Senator Roblin.
And that would take place at renewal. So if people have another year on their current certificate, they would pay that the following year.
Correct.
Okay.
Are your fees structured on birth dates, or do they all come due at the same time, or how's that structured?
Chair Monroe, members of the committee, the biennial renewals happen in the spring and the fall. So we take half the licensees. So we just went through a renewal for the dental licenses here in the spring. Half were renewed in the spring. So coming up here in the fall, the hygiene licenses will come up. Half of them will be renewing. And so every year, another half of them are renewing. But their licenses are good for 2 years.
So this takes care of any cash flow problems?
We believe it will.
Okay. That's always important. Some agencies have actually gone to renewal on birth dates or something so that it's strung out over the year, and so they don't have a big pile of cash 1 month and broke the next or whatever. Okay.
John?
The final package in the LFO budget recommendation is package 801. This is an LFO analyst adjustment. This package includes a reduction of $51,994 of other funds, of empty limitation within special payments. Removing the empty limitation will reflect the actual amount of monies the board transfers to the Oregon Health Authority for the Health Professionals Services Program in 15-17. That number was reduced from the original budget number by Oregon Health Authority. So this will true up the actual transfer amount.
Okay. Now are we ready for some motions?
Yes.
Madam Co-Chair.
Yes, I'm getting there. Mr. Co-Chair, I move to accept the LFO recommendations to House Bill 5014.
Okay. Heard the motion. Is there discussion of the motion? Is there any objections to the motion?
I mean, like, no to the motion? No, go ahead.
Senator Thompson?
Oh, I just, a couple of comments on the process, first of all.
Sure.
This always bothers me when we talk about this in, what was it, February? And it's 2 months later, so we have to bring everybody back. I think if we do a work session immediately, we don't have all these questions or they could get answered, and we don't waste a half an hour of everybody's time. That's my first one. And then 15%, it's going to come out on the, we know the reasons that it's 15%, and we can make it make sense. But when it gets out to the public, we're giving schools 9%, K-12, 9% increase, and 15% increase to this, that's what they're going to see. So I'll probably be a no.
Oh, okay. Well, I agree with you that it would be better if we had work session right after a public hearing, and I've said that to the big co-chairs, but
I'm not
the one making that decision.
I know. I'm not blaming you or the other co-chair.
And the testimony is that although it sounds like it's 15%, then in reality it's not that much. And the idea of having a permanent investigator instead of, you know, temporary contracted investigators seems to make a lot of sense to me. And certainly, if I were a dentist, I wouldn't want to have to wait almost a year to find out what the adjudication of whatever the charge is. This will lower that time to 3.5 months, which is much more superior. Senator Roblin.
Yeah, and I'm going to say I appreciated the question from Representative Huffman about the timeline and how much information has been given out and the time that's expired to allow people to comment, because they are actually paying all of it. And this is not coming out of general fund. It's totally coming from the people who this agency serves. And I appreciated we've had almost a year conversation with them before we're here, because I've sat in times when the conversation was much shorter and people didn't get to express their concerns. And I think in this case, I agree, all those different groups must have done their job, because I haven't had an email that I know of from a dental hygienist or a dentist saying that they didn't agree with it. So knowing the timeline, really helpful. Knowing that this is stuff that they actually pay, they assess themselves in a sense, I think is a good process.
Representative Huffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And for me, this is consistent with what we've done with TSPC and others over the years to get the investigations up, to get the timeline down. So I'm comfortable with that.
I learned a long time ago that justice delayed is justice denied. And so I think it's very important. Okay, let the record show with Senator Thompson in dissent that we have approved the LFO recommendation on House Bill 5014. Madam Co-Chair, performance measures?
Yes, we need John to go over those real quick.
John?
Just briefly, Chairman Rowe, members of the committee, the final page of that packet, or final two pages of that packet, are the proposed 2015-17 key performance measures. The LFO recommendation is to approve those targets as proposed.
Okay. Mr. Co-Chair.
Madam Co-Chair.
I move to accept the LFO recommendations on the key performance measures for the Board of Dentistry.
Okay, you've heard the motion. Discussion of the motion? Is there any objection to that motion? Okay.
And then, Chairman Rowe, members of the committee, you will actually find the dash one amendment on OLIS. This will reflect the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5014 with a budget of $3,010,692.
Madam Co-Chair.
Yes, Mr. Co-Chair. I move the LFO recommendation to adopt the dash one amendment to House Bill 5014.
Discussion of the motion. Okay, any objections to the motion? That's carried. Now, are we ready for final motion?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 5014 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Discussion of the motion. Objections to the motion that show that Senator Thompson objects.
Representative Taylor
and Representative Smith Warner are excused. Motion carries. Now we need carriers to the full committee first.
I could do full, Mr. Chair, if you want.
Okay. Representative Huffman to the full committee.
If you would like, or either one, I'm fine.
Senator Roebland, you want to carry it on the Senate floor?
Sir.
Senator Roebland to the Senate floor.
What about Representative Springer for the House floor?
Representative Springer, you want to carry it to House floor?
Sure.
Representative Springer to the House floor.
Can I still vote? Or
no? Representative Taylor, we have just approved, amended and approved House Bill 5014. Do you want to vote?
Yes, please.
How do you vote?
Aye.
Okay, Representative Taylor votes aye. Anything additional on this measure? Okay, let's move on then. John?
Close the work session. Close the work session.
Well, let's close the work session since that one's on its way, and we will open a work session on 5023.
Chairman Rowe, members of the committee, House Bill 5023. You first had a public hearing on February 17th and 18th. This bill is the budget bill for the health-related licensing boards. There are six individual boards within this bill. The first, we'll do them individually so that there's discussion on each one, rather, even though they're all in the same bill. We'll cover each one individually, if that's okay with
okay.
the committee. So the first one, and you'll see the same type of material with the memo, the LFO work session documents, and then the key performance measures on OLIS. The first budget is the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board. The 15-17 LFO recommendation is a budget of $1,718,440. This includes seven positions and seven FTE. This is a 18.8% increase from the 13-15 legislatively approved budget. Included in this budget and affecting the rest of the boards within this this group is an LFO recommendation to no longer use DAS shared client services for budget and accounting services. Instead, the boards will have an accountant two position that'll be in-house and serve each of the six boards to process the budget and accounting work. This will actually result in a savings for each of the boards based on the 15-17 costs for shared client services as they are now. Those it looks like those charges for those services might actually be going up even higher, so the savings could be greater than they're reflected here in the budget documents. So you'll see a similar package 801 for each of these six boards that's reflective of this position being included. Now that position is actually housed in the Mortuary and Cemetery Board, so that included in this particular budget is the establishment of a one FTE accountant two position to provide those budget and accounting services. The other boards will then reimburse this board for their usage, and they all have a set percentage that they've been using for DAS client services that we're going to use those same percentages as far as how much they reimburse the Mortuary and Cemetery Board for. Additionally, in the Mortuary and Cemetery Board is an increase for their office specialist one position from 0.71 FTE to 1 FTE and reclassify it to administrative specialist one. This is package 101 in the work session documents. This package will actually conduct the administrative functions required for operation of the Indigent Disposition Fund. This includes processing applications and payments. In order to accomplish this, the board will actually enter into an interagency agreement with Oregon Health Authority, which currently has the Indigent Disposition Fund. There is also a bill, House Bill 3243, which would transfer this fund in its entirety from OHA to the Mortuary and Cemetery Board. Whether that bill passes or not, these two agencies already had the interagency agreement going forward. This bill would basically set that in statute instead. So that's package 101. And then, again, package 801 is 154,707 other funds expenditure limitation. And this is the establishment of that accountant two position that will provide the budget and accounting functions for all of the health-related licensing boards. That's the total budget for the Mortuary and Cemetery Board.
Okay, so we want to take these one at a time. Madam Co-Chair, on the Mortuary and Cemetery Board.
Yes. Mr. Co-Chair, I move to accept the LFO recommendation for the Oregon Mortuary and Cemetery Board. Boards.
Okay. Discussion of the motion. Any objections to the motion? Senator Thompson objects. Motion carries.
The next section for the Mortuary and Cemetery Board are the key performance measures. LFO recommends the key performance measures and targets as proposed.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Madam Co-Chair.
Yes, I move to accept the LFO recommendations on the key performance measures for the Oregon Mortuary and Cemetery Boards.
Discussion of the motion. Any objections to the motion? Motion carries. John?
Mr. Chairman, Monroe, members of the committee, we'll actually move on to the next board before we get to the...
Oh, before we do carriers?
Won't this just be one? Yeah, so this is all one bill. So the amendment and the carriers will actually cover all six. So we'll wait till the end to do that.
Yeah,
that
part. That's what I thought.
Thank you.
Okay.
So John? The next budget in this bill is the Board of Naturopathic Medicine. The 15-17 recommendation from LFO is 711,566 other funds limitation, three positions, 2.5 FTE. This is an 8.9% increase from the 13-15 legislatively approved budget. The only package included in this one is the package 801, which will show the cost savings from. This board utilizes 12% of the accountant two position based on their prior transaction history using DAS. This will leave this board with an estimated ending balance of 216,503, which is approximately 7.3 months of operating. And I actually neglected to mention for the Mortuary and Cemetery Board, their estimated ending balance with the LFO recommendations is 900,849. That's approximately 12.6 months of operating. Just to make sure that got on the record.
John, a few years ago, I forget how many, but four about, this health licensing board, which includes six different boards, we determined that they weren't all paying their fair share, that some were being overcharged and some were being undercharged, and there was an attempt at that time, I know, to bring it into balance so that each board is actually paying its full freight and not subsidizing anybody else. Is that still the case with your recommendations today?
Chairman Monroe, I believe what you're referring to is the Oregon Health Licensing Agency.
Yeah.
They were working on their subsidization issues where a number of the boards were subsidizing the cosmetology board.
Right.
They've since been moved to the Oregon Health Authority, so okay. They're within that. But yeah, it wasn't this group.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. See?
No, that's okay.
I remembered there was something.
So we're ready for the
motion. Okay,
we're
ready for motion, Madam Co-Chair.
Yes, I move to accept the LFO recommendations on the Board of Naturopathic Medicine.
A discussion of the motion. Any
yes.
objections?
Yes. Discussion.
Representative Springer.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. If you remember back when we heard this, it's been, like Senator Thompson said, a couple months now. There was a real concern that came up about prescriptive authority and the potential of that being abused. So for that reason, I've done some checking in on that. For that reason, on this particular motion, I'm going to be a no. I think that we need to rise this up to the level of some careful scrutiny. And watching this, I know it was said to have been primarily in rural areas because people want to afford health care to as many people as possible and access. But if that comes at the cost of investigations and misuse of that, then that's not okay. So for those reasons, on this particular motion, I'm going to be a no.
Okay. Senator Thompson?
I'm going to be a yes on this one because their increase is under 10%.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay. Madam Co-Chair, Board of Naturopathic Medicine.
I made the motion
already
for the LFO recommendation.
Okay. LFO recommendation is approved with Representative Springer in opposition. Okay. Next one.
The 15-17 key performance measures, the LFO recommendation is to approve the key performance measures and targets as proposed.
Any discussion of the key performance measures? Madam Co-Chair, a motion.
I move to accept the LFO recommendation on the key performance measures for the Board of Naturopathic Medicine.
Any discussion? Any objections? Okay.
The next board is the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board. The 2015-17 LFO recommendation is $457,585. Other funds limitation, two positions and 1.5 FTE. Included in this budget recommendation, this is a 20.4% increase from the 13-15 legislatively approved budget. The main reason for this increase is moving the Office Specialist 2 position from 0.25 to 0.5 FTE and to reclassify it as an Administrative Specialist 2 position. The reclassification will allow this position to conduct more complex duties, including rulemaking and assisting with complaint investigation with the Executive Director, assisting the Executive Director in those tasks. The increase in FTE will allow the Board to keep up with the increasing administrative workload overall. This Board has seen significant increases in the number of licensees over the past few years, and 1.25 FTE has not been sufficient. So that particular package is $61,870 of other funds. And then the only other package is, again, the package 801, which is the board savings from the accountant 2 position. The estimated ending balance for this board with this recommendation is $174,413. And that's approximately 9.2 months of operating.
Okay. Madam Co-Chair.
Yes. I move to accept the LFO recommendation for the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board.
Okay. Discussion of the motion.
Yeah.
Senator Thompson.
Chairman, I'll be a no. This one's, this increase is double my limit.
Okay. Any other discussion? Any objections? Senator Thompson is a no. Motion carries.
The next recommendation for the key performance measures is to approve the key performance measures and targets as proposed.
Madam Co-Chair.
I move to accept the LFO recommendations on the key performance measures for the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board.
Discussion. Any objection to that motion? Okay, John, where are we?
The next board is the Medical Imaging Board. The 1517 LFO recommendation is $931,219 of other funds limitation, three positions and three FTE. This is an 8.7% increase from the 1315 legislatively approved budget. The increase includes package 130, which will increase their limitation for criminal background checks. Most of this is a pass-through to Oregon State Police. The board intends to conduct these background checks on new applicants and then continue their current practice of the LEDS checks on renewal. And then the only other package within here, this budget is 801, again with the accountant two position. The estimated ending balance for this board with this recommendation is $201,013. That's approximately 5.2 months of operating.
5 months, okay. Madam Co-Chair, on the Medical Imaging Board.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I move to accept the LFO recommendations for the Medical Imaging Board.
And discussion of that motion. Any objections to that motion? Okay, we got the Imaging Board. And performance measures?
LFO recommends approval of the key performance measures and targets as proposed.
Madam Co-Chair.
I move to accept the LFO recommendations on the key performance measures for the Medical Imaging Board.
Discussion. Any objections? Key performance measures are done for them. Okay, moving on to the Board of Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology.
Chairman Rowe, I just need to put something else on the record real quick. Okay. For the Medical Imaging Board, they have the background checks, which are included in a fee bill. That's House Bill 5031, excuse me. That bill, I made a mistake and didn't have it. Because it hasn't had a public hearing yet, it needs 72 hours of posting notice. I didn't meet that deadline. Normally, that bill would also be heard at the same time as their budget because they go hand in hand with it being included in a policy package. So House Bill 5031, that fee bill only includes the background check for the Medical Imaging Board. That will be heard on Monday as a public hearing and work session.
Okay. And that's that fee that is basically a pass-through to the state police.
Correct.
Okay.
The next one, as you mentioned, is the Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology. The 1517 LFO recommendation includes $665,948 of other funds limitation. This is three positions and 2.5 FTE. This is a 22.4% increase from the 1315 legislatively approved budget. This included in this increase is increased limitation in position authority for a limited duration part-time investigator two position at 0.5 FTE. This is package 140. The total amount of the package is $95,691 of other funds. This investigative position should help with the increased investigative caseload that the board already has, as well as the initiation of their fingerprint background checks for new applicants, which they have had approved in the past and are starting to implement now.
Okay, current service level, they have two positions and they're going to three. And you identified one half of a position. Where's the other half?
Chairman Rowe, members of the committee, they're currently at, let me make sure I got the right one. They're currently at two positions and two FTE.
Yeah.
They'll now be at three positions and 2.5 FTE. This is a half-time investigator position.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And then the only other package, again, for this board is the 801 with the accountant two position.
Representative Huffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. John, on the 22% increase, is that being covered by fees, fee increases to their people they oversee?
Chairman Rowe, members of the Representative Huffman, and members of the committee, they already have sufficient revenue to cover that position. They had a fee increase in 2011, I believe.
So this is just a spending limitation increase?
Correct. Okay. There shouldn't be any fee increases as a result of this budget.
And I meant to ask that, Mr. Chair, on the previous one, not the one before, the last one was just an 8-point something increase, but the one before that was also 20%.
Yeah.
Was that just an increase in spending limitation also and not a licensure fee increase?
Chairman Rowe, Representative Huffman, that's correct. There,
occupational therapists.
There are no anticipated fee increases within these boards.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Simply allows them to spend some of the money that they already have.
And just to cover that, the estimated ending balance for this board with this recommendation is $189,236. That's approximately 6.8 months of operating.
Yeah, and the rule of thumb is we usually want at least 6 months, right? Isn't that kind of the rule?
Chairman Rowe, generally that's the rule. Some of these vary. They might need a little bit more depending on when their renewal cycle is for licensees.
Okay. Okay, Madam Co-Chair, we need a motion on the Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology.
So moved.
Is there discussion of the motion? Is there any objections to that motion? Senator Thompson objects. Motion carries. Performance measures.
LFO recommends approval of the 2015-17 key performance measures and targets as proposed.
Madam Co-Chair.
I move to accept the LFO recommendations on the key performance measures for the Board of Examiners for speech, language, pathology, and audiology.
Is there discussion? Is there any objection to that motion? Okay. And we took those. Okay, John.
The final board within this budget bill is the Veterinary Medical Examining Board. The 15-17 LFO recommendation is $910,136 of other funds limitation, 4 positions, and 3.5 FTE. This is a 20.4% increase from the 13-15 legislatively approved budget. There are two packages for this board. Package 150 includes $110,705 of other funds expenditure limitation to establish a permanent full-time investigator position. The position is anticipated to begin January 1, 2016, once the program is established, and that's why you'll see in the work session documents a 0.75 increase to the FTE, because it won't be starting until January, so it'll be 18 months of the 24-month biennium. This position will conduct initial and random yearly annual inspections of registered veterinary facilities. This is contingent on passage of House Bill 2474, which would create the registration program for veterinary facilities. So if that bill does not pass, then this budget would be adjusted by reducing this package out. They would no longer have a need for that position. This package also includes estimated revenues of $150,000 of other funds for the establishment of a $150 annual veterinary facility registration fee. The registration fee will pay for the administration of this registration and inspection program.
I've heard a lot about veterinary facilities and so on, and seem to be some catching up needed. They're behind in the inspections or not able to complete them. How will this package basically fix that?
Chairman Rowe, members of the committee, I don't believe they're required to inspect currently, but I'll ask their executive director, Ms. Makinen, to come up.
Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning. Co-chairs Monroe and Comp and members, I'm Lori Makinen, director of the Veterinary Board. And as you said, we currently do not have inspection authority at all. Veterinary facilities in Oregon are inspected only on the basis of a complaint. And the complaints that we receive are generally not from consumers, because consumers don't see what goes on behind the lobby. And we have minimum standards for facilities that cover such things as really basic things like potable water, sterile surgical surfaces, isolation areas for infectious animals. There's a whole list of things that are basically public health issues. We can only address deficiencies when we hear about them, and we usually hear about them from former employees or from colleagues of a clinic owner. And then when we do an inspection, of the inspections, the rare time that we do have an opportunity to inspect, 50% of the time we found conditions that are appalling. We are in the process right now of trying to rehabilitate a facility that it's been a year-long process. So what we hope to accomplish with the registration process is, with a yearly inspection, at least the public will know that that facility has been looked at least once a year to make sure that it does meet minimum standards.
Okay. You know, if there's one thing that my constituents and all of our constituents get concerned about is any hint of animal abuse. Hopefully this budget will enable you to do the proper actions necessary to reduce the amount of abusive situations.
Co-chairs and members, I'm not sure that I could say that animal abuse occurs in veterinary practices, although it does. We have a different mechanism for addressing that if that's suspected. This is more to align Oregon with pretty much the rest of the country that does annual inspections of facilities, and also to bring veterinary facilities in line with any place else that serves the public that has a public health impact. Barbershops are inspected. Tattoo body art facilities are inspected. And as you say, the public only knows what they see. And most veterinary facilities, although we have done an inspection on one where that owner retired his license, but the infectious animals were housed in crates in the lobby, and there was poop on the floor. So that's kind of an extreme example, but we hope at least with this bill to be able to assure the public that at least once a year a facility has been inspected and certified as meeting minimum standards for public health and animal safety.
Anybody have questions? Representative Springer?
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. It would be my hope and desire that this position, is engaged in compliance, but it would be a supportive method of compliance opposed to what we see sometimes as gotcha, that it would be about this is how you comply. This is a warning of how to get where we need to be, because the goal is not to be punitive. The goal is to have safe and healthy environment.
Correct. Co-chairs, Representative Springer, and members, the way we're looking at implementing this is because we won't have the funds to hire the position until we have the funds, we're going to allow facilities to self-certify. We'll give them, they already know what the minimum standards are. We'll communicate with them that these are the minimum standards, they need to be met. Check off that you meet these minimum standards, and then we will give them a provisional registration until we have the funding for the position to go out and start doing the inspections. And what the inspections generally are, this board does not, we don't do gotcha stuff. The purpose of this is not to punish people, but to find deficiencies where they exist and then rehabilitate them and bring them up to minimum standards. And again, these are minimum standards. We're not talking Nordstrom clinics. We're talking about very minimum standards that are statewide. Regardless of where you go, you'll know that your animal is receiving the same level of pain management everywhere. So,
thank you.
Okay. Any additional questions for the witness? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Okay, John, where are we?
I can't remember if I mentioned it, but package 801 again for this board will show the accountant 2 position, and then the estimated ending balance with this LFO recommendation $426,733, which is approximately 11.3 months of operating.
Okay, Madam Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move to accept the LFO recommendations for the Veterinary Medical Examining Board.
Okay, discussion of the motion. Any objections? Senator Thompson objects. Motion carried. Performance measures.
LFO recommends approval of the 2015-17 key performance measures and targets as proposed.
Madam Co-Chair.
I move to accept the LFO recommendation on the key performance measures for the Veterinary Medical Examining Board.
Discussion of the motion. Any objections to the motion? Carries. John?
You should find in, that's the final board for this group, but you should find on OLIS the dash one amendment, which will make adjustments to the bill to reflect the LFO recommendations.
Madam Co-Chair.
I move the LFO recommendations to adopt the dash one amendment to House Bill 5023.
Discussion of the motion. Okay, objections? Dash one amendment is adopted.
Mr. Co-Chair. I move House Bill 5023 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Discussion of the motion. Senator Thompson.
Although there were a couple boards in here that came under the 9% that were given K through 12, I'd really like to support those, but the average was way over what we're giving K through 12, so I will be a no.
Okay.
Being just the education stuff.
Any other discussion? Okay, let the record show that Senator Thompson is a no, and the motion carries.
And carriers.
Okay. John? Oh, we need carriers. We need a carrier to full committee first. Madam Co-Chair, you want to do that?
Or sure.
Okay, Madam Co-Chair, we'll carry to full committee. Who wants to carry it to the House?
Representative Huffman would love to do that.
Representative Huffman will carry it to the House.
I was just getting ready to say that exact thing, Mr. Chair.
And Senator Roblin, you want to carry this to the Senate?
I serve at your disposal, sir.
Senator Roblin to the Senate. John, anything else? Okay, so on Monday we will be dealing with that one fee bill.
Right. Correct. So
we meet on Monday?
We are meeting on Monday.
Oh, on Monday you'll have
depends on if you're here or not. But
on Monday you'll have House Bill
5031,
the fee bill we discussed, and then I believe you'll also have a work session for Board of Pharmacy, Board of Psych Examiners, and Counselors and Therapists.
So three more plus that fee bill on Monday. Anything else?
I don't believe so.
Madam Co-Chair, anything for the good of the
good.
Order? Okay. Thank you all. And I guess we're adjourned.
Get out of here.